welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it up!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
What is today?
What's today?
Today's Monday.
What's this?
Monday morning motivation.
Motivation.
Monday.
Motivation.
Monday.
Wake up.
Motivational brigade. Come on through.
And not only wake up, but wake up with the mindset of being better than you were last week.
I love motivational speeches.
I'm really, really motivated.
Motivating.
Motivation for what?
Showtime.
Yep, it's Motivational Monday. It's 6:05, Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with our producer, Morty. Kicking off a brand new work week.
All came in after rolling at EDC all weekend. What?
I think some EDCers Airbnb'd a house next to us.
Cool.
And, I was just kind of outside at about 7:30 on Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Sure enough, Uber pulls up. A couple of kids fall out.
Nice. Okay.
Just walking, dragging themselves to the house.
That's where the money is made on where people stay.
Yeah.
Of course, granted, there's like 15 of them in it, like one room over at the Flamingo.
Yeah.
But some friends who work in food and beverage were like, leave already. Leave.
Done.
Because they don't tip. They eat like a plate of French fries for 15 people and drink water.
Yeah.
And then dip out on the check. So, yeah.
But it was a beautiful weekend except for the other night. Last night where it got a little windy.
Oh, Saturday night was crazy because they kicked them out Saturday night for a while. They evacuated.
Really?
Them. Yeah, because it was so windy out there.
All right. Well, another EDC has come and gone.
In the books.
Well, it's still going, actually.
Yeah, I know.
I'm watching these zombies just kind of like walk around in circles.
They're trying to leave. Jeez.
Where's Mags at?
One of our own had a little hard time getting out yesterday. Aww. So, I said, did you sleep? Yeah, for an hour. Then why? Why did you bother?
Yeah. All right. Well, hopefully everybody makes it home safe and they come back next year bigger and better than
ever.
Do we put an embargo on Game of Thrones until tomorrow?
No, it's over now. We can talk about it.
All right. A little bit later on this morning.
Yeah.
Sunshine today. Going to be nice. High of only 74, 77. The high tomorrow. But they say windy. It's about 56 outside right now. First take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Somebody tried to beat up Arnold Schwarzenegger. This is crazy.
All right.
Crazy.
More on that and other stories. After a young lady who just got her honorary doctorate degree, this is Cindy Lauper.
Yeah.
And time after time.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Oh, big news. Kim and Kanye, they named their new baby boy. And they named him Psalm, like the Psalms in a Bible, P-S-A-L-M.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Psalm.
Psalm.
Okay.
That kid, you know, oh boy. Friends say, well, it's not surprising because both of them read the Bible regularly now.
Oh, okay.
And of course, Kanye thinks he's Jesus, so, you know, it's it's only fitting. Psalm, that should fare well for him.
Yeah.
As he moves along and, well, in public school. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Sure. Oh, wow.
Listen, I think he's going to get teased no matter what school he goes to.
It doesn't matter.
Even at home school.
Even at home, I should say, yes. Yeah. Because, you know, Court and Chloe are going to be going, what is that?
Yeah.
71 years old, Arnold Schwarzenegger, still a badass. He was in South Africa Saturday. It's an event called the Arnold Classic Africa, where a bunch of kids compete in different sporting events. Talking to some fans in the crowd, blah, blah, blah. Some nutbag runs up behind him, kicks him in the back.
Yeah.
Just kicked him. And in a couple videos, it looks pretty harsh, but it didn't even knock him down. I mean, he's still in really good shape. But, and he was yelling something about needing a Lamborghini. I don't know the guy who kicked him, but some security guard just literally dragged him away. Arnold posted an update. He said, I'm fine. I'm not going to press charges. Rather focus on the great athletes at the event, but it sounds like the guy could face charges anyhow. I mean, that's assault.
He did not hurt me. Yeah. I was there. I was like a rock.
Yeah. It was like the guy running into a wall.
Yeah,
he was. He ran into the Arnold wall.
Maybe he saw Jingle All the Way, Arnold. Maybe that's why he was
upset. That was not a bad movie. Ha, ha, ha. You're very funny. Little one.
Yeah, don't hurt me. After 20 years and almost 3,000 episodes, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire has been canceled.
What?
Yeah. Chris Harrison from The Bachelor has been hosting it now for the last few years. He'll finish out the current season, and then that's it. It's gone. I'm sure somebody will bring it back 10 years later, and they'll be like, oh, well, this is a cool new show. Scarlett Johansson and Colin Jost are engaged. He is the one who does one of them, who does the news on SNL. And a big happy birthday today to this girl right here. How old do you think she is? I know you'll be close.
50.
Cher.
Oh, Cher. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. 73?
73 years old.
Are you serious? Day.
Well, at least like 75, 80% of her. 73. Yeah. Happy birthday to Cher. Still going strong. Man, if you have not seen her show, go and see her show. It's so much fun. That is my painfully deep take for this hour.
Carla, I play this for you. I have no idea why they did this or for who or any other reason but Big and Rich, which, by the way, they headlined the Vegas Cares concert after 10-1.
Right.
Very good guys. Yeah. They were great guys. Yes. And but here is Big and Rich. This is when country meets the 80s.
Boy, oh boy, is it ever.
This is Big and Rich doing a Madonna song, and again.
You got a mouthful right there, Mike.
I have no idea why.
I was sad and blue, but you made me feel. Yeah, you made me feel shiny and
just awful.
Okay. It is awful. No offense to them. Big and Rich are fine. This is hideous.
What?
Jeez. Well, again, don't get me started on the country music.
Especially
man.
When it meets the 80s.
Yeah.
All right.
Holy moly.
To bring you back to life. Mick Jagger just had heart surgery.
Yeah.
What was this, last month or something like this?
It was about 2 months ago now.
Here he is in the studio jamming on guitar. He's dancing around. He's playing guitar.
The week prior, there was just him dancing.
Right.
And he just makes me...
Amazing.
Get a paper cut. It's like, I come into work and my finger.
For like a month.
I know.
All right.
He is amazing.
Simple Minds. Don't you forget about me.
Hey, wake up.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
It's Mike out in the morning.
It wakes me up the right way.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
636, John Schaefer with news that we'll get to here in a couple of minutes. Wanted to tell everybody that it was very nice. Morty and I went out to Cynthia Cunningham Elementary School.
Yes.
On Friday, and to talk to a couple of fourth grade classes.
Nice.
About careers and stuff like that. So, you know, when you go to these schools, and even the teachers will tell you, the attention span is real short. So, and we took a cue from one of our salespeople, Mike Petrell, whose wife is a teacher, and we've done this before. So we asked the class to write some commercials.
Right.
They didn't know why they were doing it. So when we showed up, that was one of the first things we did is said, you know, those commercials you wrote, we actually had them produced. So here's a sample of some of the commercials that these kids, I think this is from Miss Mitchell's class.
Miss Mitchell.
Over at Cunningham Elementary School. This is the one. Now, these are written by fourth graders.
Right.
And this is called Marty's Parties. Listen to this one.
Birthday parties, crazy parties, any parties. Have you ever had a glow-in-the-dark water balloon party? Or a jello slip and slide that leads into a foam pit? Maybe even a trampoline amusement park party. If you want all these things, then come to Marty's Parties. We'll have everything you've ever wanted in a party. So come to Marty's Parties for everything you've always wanted. Plus, if you apply for a membership, you will get all access passes to our skating rink, arcade, and a free appetizer for every visit. We also offer punch cards, where if you visit visit five times, you get one visit free. You can visit us at martysparties.com. You can also contact us at 702-MY-PARTY.
There you go.
I'm ready to join, Marty's Parties. Man, I'm doing it. Sounds great.
Like a regular commercial.
Dude, I like it.
All right, this is Pet Care Cove. Listen to this one.
Does your pet have fleas or are they sick? If yes, then visit Pet Care Cove. Even if you don't think there's anything wrong, still come. Just come for a checkup. Our trained professional veterinarians will treat any diseases, sickness, and get rid of fleas. We treat your pet with love and care. We are preferred by our customers more than any other pet care store. We are also considered number one by our customers. Come to treat your pet and get an engraved name collar for free at Pet Care Cove. Call 702-774-0417.
So you get the good pets. Stuff and yeah. Even free stuff.
Yeah, so far those are fantastic.
All right,
man.
Here's another one. Scruffalove. I don't know what Scruffalove is, but this is a commercial a fourth grader wrote.
Yeah.
At Cunningham Elementary School.
Hey, you. Are you looking for a toy that can entertain you for hours? Well, you're in luck because there is a new toy called Scruffalove. They're fluffy and they don't take much time to grow. Just put them in water and you'll have a Scruffalove in no time. Okay. You can get a Scruffalove in Walmart, Target, Kohl's, or your local toy store. If you like this toy, tell your friends and family about it.
There you go. Very short, okay. Very quick, to the point.
There
and
we
the
go.
Last one I want to play. This is called Smith's Meats.
Okay. Yes.
Listen to this.
Do you want to get cut meat fresh and other food products fast? Well, wait no more, because you can walk, drive, or bike down to Smith's on Sahara and Nellis. They have the best meat cutter in the world. He cuts meat so fast, he rarely gets any cuts, ever. Anyway, come on down to Smith's on Sahara and Nellis. They close the meat department at 9 o'clock.
There you go. So those...
That's the best.
Those are, I know, they close the meat department at 9.
I said, how did you know that? Why did you write that last line?
Right.
She goes, well, my dad is a meat cutter, and they do close.
Well, okay.
The meat department at 9 o'clock.
All right, a little love for dad. That's so funny. So next time I think we do something like this, we should have them come in and read the spots.
Oh.
You know?
Maybe.
Have them come in and read their spots. Yeah. Yeah. Or we write them and let them read ours.
Maybe. I like that even better. You know, the first thing I said, I remember fourth grade.
Yeah.
I know it doesn't seem like I could, but I do remember fourth grade Miss Parsons. And I said, if we ever talked out of turn or something like that, she'd give us a thimble pie.
Right.
Oh, and I went up to a kid. I think he thought I was going to give him a thimble pie. You know, where they flick you in the head.
Yeah.
I said, I'm not going to do that, but flick yourself in the head. So I have fourth graders flicking themselves in the head.
Flicking their heads.
Oh, that hurts.
Oh, well, of course
it does.
You went to Catholic school in fourth grade. Guess what?
Oh, boy. That was a whole different
story. Where's my ruler?
Thank you, Cynthia Cunningham Elementary
That's
School.
That's great.
And to Morty, our producer, who produced all of those spots.
Yeah.
So, good job. Getting ready to kick off the 96 days of summer. Details coming up soon on how you can win free family fun, concert tickets, even a cruise. So make sure you keep listening. 7:04, Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up. Sunshine today. Going to be nice, cool. 74 the high, 77 the high tomorrow. Maybe even a little windy. 56 now. A few things we think you should know. Have that for you after the Eagles in Hotel California.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, this is crazy. According to a new survey, flying is now our least favorite way to travel. I don't mind it. I'd still love flying, but the average person says they will drive anywhere within a 6.5 mile radius to avoid getting on a plane.
6.5 mile or six and a half hour
radius.
Okay.
So not bad. Yeah. I've given myself like 7 to 8 hours.
I'm down to 5.
I don't like driving anymore. I just don't. I mean, I don't mind driving, but I just don't.
Yeah.
If I'm going to waste that much, if I'm going to waste part of the day getting there anyhow, I'll fly.
Right.
Doesn't matter to me. But yeah, people don't like to fly anymore. And I get it. It's gotten expensive. It's gotten icky. And
plus, you never know who's going to end up on your flight how is it? You know, how it's going to go.
Right. Yeah, I know.
So you just want to get from one place to another.
I know. That's very true. There is a viral challenge overseas right now. And it's kissing cows, going up to a cow and just kissing the cow. And the Austrian government has put out a warning to tell people, don't do it. If it makes it here, do not do it. Forget the germs or anything like that. But when you sneak up on a cow, they're likely to attack you.
Oh.
Especially if they have calves and they feel like they're threatened.
Yeah.
They will attack you. So do not kiss cows.
All right.
This is coming from the Austrian government. If it makes it over here, I would hope you're not dumb enough to try to kiss a cow.
Okay.
Just saying.
No more tipping, just kissing.
No, exactly.
Viral challenges.
No, how about that?
Yeah.
Jeez, they gave me Tide Pods at Diva's Day Out. I didn't know what to do with them. You know, whether to use them for my laundry or eat them.
You got cupcakes and Tide Pods.
I know.
Cupcakes
like,
and Tide Pods. Which one do you eat first?
What do I do? And according to, this is just great. I just want to share this with you in case you want to use it. The Oxford Dictionary, there's a new term for your nieces and nephews, and that is the word nibblings.
Those nibblings?
Would be your nibblings. Your nieces and your nephews are now your nibblings. There you go. It's perfect. I love the word. Use it and enjoy it, people. Here's to your nibblings. It is Monday. A few things you should know.
Last week, before we wrapped up the work week, what did you say, Carla? Like 11 million people are going to be calling in today.
Right.
Because they're so emotionally drained from the series finale of Game of Thrones.
Yep.
And so I don't know how many people have called in sick, but
I don't know. I don't know. I talked about it on the Facebook Live this morning to see, and I don't know. Oh, you got that? I was just pulling it up. Yeah, but nobody was calling in sick, at least as of, you know, this morning. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It wasn't that epic for me to be calling in sick, you know?
I thought,
unless you're just so distraught over it being over.
Right. I think that's what people,
you know,
there are a lot of people that are upset that it's over.
I'm glad it's over.
So
let it
without
be done,
giving spoilers,
you know?
I mean, just on the final episode, Carla, what'd you think? You said it wasn't that epic.
It was fine. No, I didn't think it was that epic. I thought it, and Morty and I were discussing it off the air, I thought it ended the way it started. Everybody went back to their day jobs.
Oh, I see.
They all went back to their day jobs.
Don't want to give anything away yet.
No, but I didn't expect something to happen how it did, you know.
Right.
Or when it did, maybe.
Okay. Morty, what about you?
It was,
Actually, fine. Morty called it.
Yeah.
I think you called it.
I think you said that.
I called it in a joking way.
Yeah.
And right.
Yeah. I guess you can't joke about
it. You know what, people? If you haven't watched the finale, if you're that big a fan and you haven't watched it, you said Bran would end up being king.
Yeah.
And I don't care. You know what? I'm so over Game of Thrones now. And I love the show. But if you're that into it and you didn't watch it last night, oh, come on, people.
All right.
And I didn't think that somebody would die at that point in time, I guess. I thought it would be a little less simple. You know?
Yeah.
Or a little more complex, I guess, I thought it would be.
I actually thought it was pretty funny in
there were some funny things in it.
Oh, yeah.
In moments.
Some very fun things in it.
In some scenes.
A few of them.
Yeah.
When Peter Dinklage's character arranged all the chairs. At his table.
Yeah.
To make it look right. And then everybody came in and they all messed him up.
Yeah, he was very OCD about them being lined up and the whole bit. And then it was like,
All right.
Oh,
so I thought it was okay.
It was
no big deal.
Talk
I thought it was funny.
Yeah, but talk about just showing up for class and then moving to the head of the class. Man alive. Jeez.
You didn't think it was that epic and Morty thought?
No, not at all.
No. And so many unanswered questions. Like you could tell they tried to answer questions.
Yeah.
And failed.
Well, they should have combined the two seasons, the one that was on, you know, almost 2 years ago, and this one, because they split them up. I think they should have combined them and just made it one long season.
Yeah.
And I think they could have done more with it as opposed to cramming things into the last six episodes. Right.
I will say Tyrion, the MVP of the entire show.
Oh, I agree.
Yes.
I agree.
Yeah. Survived everything.
Yeah.
I agree.
If that
MVP.
Doesn't give too much away.
Yeah.
If you want to text in what you thought, you can do that. 702-739-9636. The memes are the funniest thing
we're having right now.
Social media. Fleetwood Mac, Rhiannon. Talking earlier, just a couple of minutes ago, about Game of Thrones. Final episode, series is over, and we all concur that it was, you know what, it was fine.
Yeah, it was fine.
I actually thought it was pretty funny, but people texting in right now at 702-739-9636.
Nevelyn says it was just anticlimactic. And PJ says, I say that I'm satisfied with the ending. She said, not happy, because I do have some questions, but overall satisfied. I'd like answered the follow-up, like, what's west of Westeros? And but I did like the karmic retribution for Tyrion and Jon in where they've ended up again. I said it kind of ended where it started.
Went full circle.
Yeah. Okay. She says, my boyfriend called the death earlier when we were having dinner.
Mm-hmm.
I think he saw something that was leaked on the internet.
Ah, okay.
It's going to happen right here. What?
And when we say it was funny in some scenes.
Yeah, it was.
Here's one of them. After all the dust had settled, and Tyrion becomes the Hand, and they're all meeting for the first time after total destruction.
Yeah.
Listen to this.
Sir Bronn of the Blackwater, Lord of Highgarden, and Lord Paramount of the Reach and Master of Coin. Would you say the Crown's debt to you has been paid?
In full, my Lord Hand.
Time to start incurring a new one. Lord Davos, we have an armada to rebuild and forts to repair.
We have. These projects will begin as soon as the Master of Coin and Lord of Lofty Titles provides funding.
The Master of Coin looks forward to helping the Master of Ships, but first he has to ensure we're not wasting coin, or soon there won't be no more coin. You're Master of Grammar now, too.
Grand Maester, it is my theory based on my...
It's almost like who's on first.
I know. It's like there's total destruction, and we have a porch to repair.
Yeah.
And what about the money? We got money?
Yeah.
We got to, yeah. They have to rebuild basically a world. So there's a whole world that needs to be rebuilt.
And if you want guys to do this, one of the things we should first rebuild are the brothels.
Yes. Yeah. So. They mentioned that. All the good brothels have been destroyed.
Well, hopefully you survived and we move on. Yeah. Okay. Last week we talked about prom disasters.
Yes.
Now you got stood up or left
well,
out.
Well, they canceled.
Canceled.
Like, just a few days before. Yeah.
I told you about that young lady who the last couple of times over the 40 years that I've seen her.
Right.
Has taken a couple of jabs something happened at our senior prom. I did not take her, so I don't know what it could have been.
Right.
Morty tracked her down. I had the number. So she is on the phone.
Okay.
All right. We're going to finally find out what I did to her, if anything, before the top of the hour. Carly, you had mentioned and came clean and it was very honest that one of your proms, the guy asked you and then a couple of weeks before said...
Yeah, it was like a week before.
Can't go.
She said, I can't go. And that's all I ever knew up till one of my reunions not so long ago.
You ran into him.
Yep. And he said, I canceled because I couldn't afford it. I didn't have the money to take you.
So I've told this story before. There's this was 46 years ago. I've only seen her a couple of times.
Right.
And every time she makes mention of the senior prom. I didn't take her to our senior prom. And I have
I
have no idea. No, not anything. With her.
Oh, okay. I see.
Like I said, the last time we took her and her husband to dinner when they were here, Jody and I. And even Jody said... Heard the comment, you know, something about.
Uh-huh.
What's that about? I said, I don't know. You didn't take her? No, I didn't take her.
Oh, my.
All right, so her name is Gail.
Okay.
We have her on the phone and senior prom.
Okay.
Did I do something wrong to you?
Oh, Mike.
Do you not remember?
You don't remember?
I don't remember. Oh. So I'll just say I'm sorry.
Well, because we were so busy in our show team group, it was our senior year. You and I both graduated from the same high school. And I did not have a date for the senior prom. You were always a joker. I guess I should have remembered that. But I had mentioned that I wasn't going to senior prom because I didn't have a date, and you stepped up and said, I'll take you to the senior prom. Oh. And I said, that would be great. So a few weeks, I believe, before the senior prom, I had mentioned to you, I was thinking of getting the tickets, and then it kind of wasn't talked about anymore. The following day, I remember that your dad drove you over to my house, and I believe this might have been maybe 2 weeks or so before the prom. You came in the house, the front door, and you just said, straight out, Gail, I thought you knew I was joking, and I can't take you to the senior prom. I think you already had a date. I don't even know.
Oh, my God.
Oh, well.
You don't remember any of that?
No.
Wow. What a douchebag you are. Seriously. Wow. Okay.
Well, I was devastated.
Oh, my God.
For years, I had to go into therapy. No.
Wow. Yeah. Was this during Mike's? It was during his show teen years when he was playing hockey. Was he a big jock? Is that it?
Oh, he was a big thing in high school. Yeah. Oh. Well, no, Mike.
Oh. You know, they say a lot of people peaked in high school, and then they still kind of hang on to that. Is that what we're doing here, Mike?
Oh, my God.
With your puka shells on and the big hair.
And is the big that hair.
Well, he was a big drummer, the big hair.
I am so sorry.
Wow.
One of the other guys in the group did show up the day of, came to the front door, had called my mother early in the morning, had found out that I wasn't going to my
camp. Oh, my God.
And he showed up at the front door with a white tuxedo jacket, black and white check pants, and black clogs. Back then, we wore clogs.
Right on.
He borrowed his brother-in-law's Corvette and purchased tickets. So I got to go to my senior prom.
Nice.
Who was the guy?
So bad.
Corvette. Yeah, who was that guy?
He was pathetic at the door when you were apologizing. And I thought to myself, Gail, you should have known.
Well, who was the guy that showed up in the Corvette?
Robert Hanrahan.
Rob Hanrahan took you?
Oh.
Yes, he did.
Oh, my God.
Well, Rob sounds actually really cool. Rob Hanrahan. That's cool.
He's a good guy. He called my mother early in the morning and told her to get a dress. He stepped in for you, Mike.
Oh, of all people.
Wasn't a clue, by the way, when they were here and her husband kept saying, is this the guy? Is this the guy?
Well, Gail, you are the sweetest person I know. And
oh, now? Sure. Yeah.
Mike, you're still one of my favorites. And so there's no ill will.
Gail, don't tell him that.
Wow. Oh, my
Michael
God.
Michael was always one that took care of everybody.
And, except for prom.
Wow.
Well, I think I just wanted to go to the prom, and I think I just kind of read into it.
Well, could we call Rob now? Could we please talk to Rob?
Carla, you're working with a real gem. I mean, just don't have him take you to prom, because he won't show up.
Sometimes we call him a gem. Yeah. Gail, sometimes other things.
That's one word.
Yeah. That day, I don't think I called him a very good name either. So,
All right, Gail. Love you.
I love you, too.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Boy, I really don't remember any of that.
I guess not.
I don't even remember my dad. My dad driving me over to her house. Now, I do remember I got my driver's license like the day before prom.
Okay.
Only because my dad said, when you get the insurance money, when you get this much to cover insurance, then you can get your driver's license.
Okay.
So I'd taken the course and everything else, and I could get it.
Yeah.
He goes, you're not getting it until you have the money.
Right. Okay.
Gotta be kidding me.
Okay. Well, yeah. Okay.
So.
I know. Adrian said, dang, bro, you are brutal. Ooh. Mike said, I know exactly what you're thinking right now, Mike, and I feel for you. My wife will tell me things in such great detail, places, conversations. To this day, I have no idea what she's talking about. I ask my son now that he's older, did I say or do that? I don't remember that. Now, somebody else, now Russ said, poor Mike. I said, really? Poor Mike?
Yeah.
Is that poor Mike? Is
poor
that
me.
What it is? Well, he said, you know, he felt, it sounded like he felt kind of bad. I said, well, he didn't remember any of it.
Right.
Now, somebody else asked Mike, so did you guys date in between? Why did you see each other so much in between?
Well, we were in this group called Show Teens. First of all, we went to school together.
Right.
And she was the same age as I am.
Yeah.
And so we were in this group together. And this group performed like 3-4 nights out of the 7-day week.
Right.
So we were together all the time, and we were very, very good friends. We never dated.
Right.
But we just
hang out.
Somebody
asked in between, because you said you saw her a couple times.
Oh, no.
You know, okay, just friends.
We were just friends.
With her, yeah. Okay.
She's a sweet girl, cute girl, I'll take you.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Oops, no, I can't. I'm not. I'm going to take some. So you took someone else.
I had a date.
Who'd you take?
I can't even remember.
Oh, see? See?
I really can't.
God, you are just turning into the douche that I didn't know you were. What is going on?
And Rob Hanrahan, of all people, he was the guy in the group that just always looked perfect.
Yeah.
And knew it. And knew it.
And was perfect because he saved her.
Now, who's talking to you, Woody?
Yeah, because he was the Ross to Rachel.
Okay, well.
I'll take her.
Wow. All right. Well, glad that mystery of my life is cleared up. All right. Some entertainment news. Carlos Tank. We'll do that after Golden Earring. Twilight Zone.
All right. Are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carlos Tank.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Oprah Winfrey doing the good deeds again. She gave $500,000 to Newark, New Jersey's Westside High School so they can continue their Friday night program. For students, they do, it allows kids to play basketball, video games, they play pool, they got a whole center over there between 6 and midnight, and her donation will help keep the school going, of course, through the summer, through the rest of the year, hopefully, so good for her. If you did not hear last week, Grumpy Cat died of complications from a urinary tract infection. So, Grumpy Cat was 7 years old. Grumpy's real name was Tartar Sauce, with a D, by the way.
Stop it.
I'm not kidding. Tartar Sauce, that was Grumpy's real name. But she became a viral phenomenon she was not that old, in 2012. And her owner's brother posted the picture that kind of started it all off. Now, Grumpy had 8.5 million followers on Facebook.
Wow.
Almost 3 million on Instagram.
Uh-huh.
And 1.5 million followers on Twitter. Jeez. So, yeah. Yes. I know. I know it. Way to go, Cat, man. Way to go, Grumpy. And Carrie Ann Inaba, you know her from Dancing with the Stars, and she's also on The Talk now. She talked about, you know, we get those very meaningful tattoos, and, she thought she got one.
I made a rash decision to get, when I was on tour with Madonna in 1993, to get a tattoo on my ankle. And I was like, I'm going to get one of those Japanese tattoos. You'd think I'd know what the kanji says. So I thought it said, courageous love.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's so cool. Many years later, these girls were like, hee hee. I'm like, I know, courageous love. Cool, right? They're like, rough sex.
Oh! No. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oopsie. Not courageous love, but
same
rough
thing.
Sex. Yeah, there you go. Yes,
it takes
really.
Courage.
Yes, it does. Yeah, she because she was a dancer. She was a backup dancer for Madonna.
Right.
Do you get that fixed or do you just leave that?
How many people would know that, though?
Well, that's just it. Only if you're there will they know that.
Yeah.
But
on your ankle.
Here you can still say, it's a courageous love.
Yeah.
That's what it is. That is my painfully deep take.
People just won't let this go.
No,
the last hour.
As a matter of fact, let me get back to this, Mike, because somebody said, wait a minute, Mike, you can't remember who you took now? Come on, I was with you, but you're losing me now, bro.
You know who it was? It was Patty Hanchak.
Oh, okay.
Patty Hanchak.
Why? What did you have a thing for her? Did you
I
guys
think
just,
we were dating
went?
Or something.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. All right.
I was a senior. She was a sophomore.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Oh, younger.
What do you mean?
Okay.
It's just
the kid. Okay. I took the kid. Took the 16-year-old instead of
Wait, so you were
Gail,
dating her, and then you told your friend that you would take her?
Don't even get me started. I can't with this morning. It hurts me. Hurts me. Yeah.
I was
it
an
hurts.
Idiot.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, clearly.
It.
Yeah. Way to go, Jamie Lannister.
Yeah.
All into one. And
yes.
Then with the, end
was
up the
Jamie,
other one. And then I see.
The Jamie Lannister of Highland.
There
you go. Okay.
Yeah.
There, I remembered. All right, Aerosmith tickets. Pay out to win those after Loggins.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Get back, and I love them.
This is fun.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
All right, John Schaefer has news here in just a couple of minutes. Have these tickets for Aerosmith to give away. This is when they are their deuces are wild. Residency over at the Park Theater, Park MGM, Tuesday in October. So we're going to play a round of what's that? Pyramid?
Guess the year.
Guess the year.
Right? Guess the year.
Guess the year.
We haven't done that in a while.
I can only imagine the questions. The year is 1973.
No, it's not. I'm leaving that alone for now.
For now.
For
Thank
now.
You.
Sheesh.
All right. See, that's why I don't go back to my hometown very often anymore.
Is that why?
Yeah, that's one
it's
of the
so small yes. that you'll be pelted?
Yes.
Is that it?
Yeah. Just leave it alone. I left the path. All right, we'll get through news and weather, and then, of course, starting with caller number 9-702-739-9636. You have a chance to win these tickets for Aerosmith. Good luck. Carla, we have Rainey on the phone. Rainey, we're going to play Guess the Year. Carla will give you some clues, multiple choice. You simply name the year, and you're a winner. Here we go.
The song of the year that year was You Light Up My Life by Debbie Boone. A gallon of gas, 65 cents. Average price of a home, $13,650. Was it 1977, 1978, or 1979?
1977.
You got it, girl. 1977.
Wow.
Yeah, I know, man. It's also the year that Aerosmith released Walk This Way. It went to number 10 on the charts.
Well, that's who you're going to see, because from the Calair Cooling and Heating Prize Closet, you have tickets for Aerosmith, Deuces Are Wild, the residency at the Park Theater, Park MGM. This is happening Tuesday, October 1st, so you have some time. So hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick up your tickets, and thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Thank you so much.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. A woman in Pennsylvania who turned 55 last week, and her new boyfriend, well, he didn't get her a gift, a cake, or even a card. So she went after him with box cutters.
Well, sure.
He wound up with some cuts on his arm. She's been arrested for assault.
Just a card would have nipped that in the bud.
Happy birthday.
Jeez, dude.
Her new boyfriend. Maybe he didn't know.
I know.
Maybe he didn't know the drill.
Yeah, too soon. Maybe he didn't know if he should. Oh, gosh. Wow.
We just started dating a week ago. A cake, a gift, and a card.
Oh,
wow.
My God. Who has box cutters anymore, by the way?
I was going to say.
A box cutter? What? Jeez, yeah.
This happened in Lincoln City, Oregon. A security system at a bar called the Beach Club picked up some activity around 3 o'clock in the morning. So the owners called the cops. Well, when they got there, they found a 31-year-old guy by the name of Jason McIntyre inside. Apparently, he'd been hiding in the bar, or he'd been in the bar drinking that night as they were shutting it down. They have last call. He managed to hide until the employees closed up and left. And, well, once everything was shut down, he woke up and just got back to drinking again. You can't do that in Lincoln City.
Oh, 99 bottles of beer on the wall.
So he's been arrested.
Hey, anybody.
Poor
anybody.
Guy. I'm just going to sit over here.
Shots for me. Hey, Ohio police arrested a guy. He was very upset, and he pulled out a gun because his pizza that he ordered from Pizza Hut had no pepperoni on it. He's, this will not do. Brought a gun back in.
Wow.
And yeah, exactly. But he yelled at the manager and just waved the gun around. Manager called the police and they arrested him. Yeah.
I just want pepperonis.
Just want pepperoni. Maybe ask nicely next time. You don't need a gun, sir. Jeez. Ooh, wow. Jeez. Guy in Florida. Mm-hmm. Morty, you might appreciate this. Guy in Florida.
Perfect.
Was arrested. He stole a Ryder truck with three empty caskets inside.
Oh.
Apparently, he was just sitting outside of a casket company.
Uh-huh.
And he said, was there anybody around here? And he hopped on in and he drove off. They haven't found the guy yet. It's a Ryder truck, people, with caskets in it, okay? Now, I don't know if those are easy to sell. He still watches, you know, drugs.
Like on the black market or something.
Yeah, I don't know where,
on the street.
Know, meet me.
How much does an average coffin cost?
Yeah, I mean,
like 2,200 all the way up to like 14 grand.
Yeah. Wow. And I mean, if you're going to meet someone, you need room to meet them to see that. You know, if it's a watch
or
something
tell you,
like that.
If he had three onyxes in there, dude is sitting on a gold mine.
Listen to Morty. If you're looking for a casket, you know, maybe we'll talk about that one morning.
The why
one
Morty that, knows all about
like,
this.
Yes. Okay. Well, that was his family business and why he knows. And maybe he can help us pick out, like, you know, what are the. What,
notice
what,
how she looked at me.
What makes you, maybe we
I remember
you.
Your birthday. Don't come at me with the box cutters.
You didn't use what I got you last year. Why am I going to do something this year? You didn't use your casket. It is Monday. That's your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people. Makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Something good.
Mike said something small, boy, turned into something really big. Hundreds of homeless people now across Los Angeles, they've got clean clothes thanks to a little initiative that's kind of celebrating the power of a fresh start. It's called the Laundry Truck LA. It's a free mobile laundry service for individuals who are living on the streets. Mm-hmm. They need clothes cleaned. People complain it can be a health hazard for them, for people around them. Well, this little laundry truck, they received a $30,000 grant and a bunch, just a load of cleaning products from Clorox. It was created in 2017. It's a nonprofit, like I say, only operated 6 hours once a week. Now, with the help of the grant money, they're doing 2 and 3 days a week. They'd like to go to 3 to 5 days a week, which they probably will, because people are now donating to it and so forth. Now, L.A. isn't the only place. North Carolina, Georgia, there are a lot of places now who have said, whoa. There are a couple teenagers, as a matter of fact, in North Carolina who said, yeah, let's do this here as well. So it's kind of popping up elsewhere. Hopefully it'll pop up here as well. So, yeah, the little tiny nonprofit that could. I know it. It is cool.
Well, that's a good story. And if you have one, we always tell you, if you have a good story you want us to hear about, just submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com, where we're getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon, sponsored by our good neighbor over there at Rebel Fitness, open 24 hours at 2950 South Durango. Get the workout you want at Rebel Fitness. All right, wrapping up the show this morning. Carla, well, we're still looking for a school for you, Carla, so you can walk. I know there were quite a few graduations over the weekend.
I gotta explain that further, I think. I don't know if everybody knows the story there.
Maybe we'll touch on it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you, Mike.
Believe it or not, Morty got it right on the Game of Thrones series finale. I thought you were just kind of joking about it,
You threw it out there.
Yeah, it was a joke.
Well,
true. I'll take it.
Yeah.
You would have thrown a $20 bet on that joke. You would have won.
That's really
And boy, what a sweet flashback for me this morning with the...
Oh, sweet it was.
Oh, I'll go to the prom with you. No, I'm not going to go.
I was just joking. Why would you even think it would take you?
Careful, kids. Careful. Don't say you're going to do something and not do it.
I feel so horrible about that whole thing.
Well, sounds all right now. God only knows what happened for the last 40 years.
Glad I could bring that memory back up for her, too.
Yeah, I know.
That was sweet. Okay. All right, Wendy Rush coming in next. She'll keep company throughout the workday. She'll have those tickets for Boss Stags to give away, so make sure you listen around for that. About 11:40, she'll do that. Otherwise, do have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other. We're back tomorrow morning.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
You missed the show today. Catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3 KKLZ.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.